Well, the Institute for Fiscal Studies that we all obviously take very seriously now because it's their figures that they came up with a month and a half ago that led to the row between David Cameron and Gordon Brown that raged at Prime Minister's Questions. What they've done is they've done some research that we're publishing in The Guardian today. And this is showing that if Labour and the Conservatives, who have hinted that they would like to protect spending, that means that spending would rise in line with inflation, for schools, for the NHS, for defence, and for overseas aid. If they go ahead with that, then that will mean that other areas of departmental spending, well, in order to fund that, they would have to be cut over the next spending period, that's 3 years, 2011 to 2014, they'd have to be cut by 16.3%, which is pretty hefty. And what that really does is that demonstrates really the challenge of what Britain will be facing with public spending cuts in the next spending round. I think most people think that those IFS figures, when it actually comes to it, you're not going to be seeing cuts at that level. Not least because no party really at the moment is talking about serious tax rises, because guess what? We're facing an election in just under a year's time. The thinking in Whitehall is that there will have to be pretty serious tax rises, maybe put VAT up to 20p. And if you do that, then obviously you won't have to have such severe spending cuts. But nevertheless, it does show how tight the public finances are and how severe the consequences of that will be.
Nick, you've also been speaking to some former chancellors. What's their view of the prospects for public finances over the next few years?
Well, it's interesting that the four chancellors that I've spoken to, that's Dennis Healey, Geoffrey Howe, Nigel Lawson and Norman Lamont, are all different people. Obviously, three of them Conservatives, one Dennis Healey Labour. They all had a different approach to the world, but they're all agreed on one thing, which is that the public finances are in a very difficult position and that there will have to be very serious public spending cuts during the next spending period. That's after the general election.
And you've also heard from some senior civil servants. I mean, what have they said about the way that Whitehall copes with spending cuts?
Well, that's right. My colleagues, Allegra Stratton and Patrick Winter, have been speaking to retired senior mandarins. These are the people who have been running Whitehall and, interestingly, have now set up this organisation called the Institute for Government, which is a non-party body, and it is advising all the main parties, also advising the Conservatives as they prepare for government. And what some of these senior retired mandarins are saying is that really the way that Whitehall is organised really entrenches inefficiency. And one of the big criticisms that they make is what they call duplication, which is that the way that spending is allocated at the moment is for individual departments, because what happens is party wins the general election, all the new ministers say they're going to work together, then they're made secretaries of state. They get their individual baronies within a few months. They jealously guard that, jealously push for their budget. They get individual budgets, whereas what you should be talking about, according to these retired civil servants, is not focusing money on individual departments like health, like schools, like the Home Office. What you should be doing is you should be taking the big issues like climate change, like obesity, like child welfare, and you should be directing spending in that direction rather than giving it to the individual barons.